I must be doing it wrong. Whenever something doesn't work, that's a natural response to have. And in a world that is driven by and obsessed with results and constantly finding new ways to measure those results, when it doesn't seem as though our prayers are working, it's a natural thing to think. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. That issue came up in the experiment on prayer that we're talking about this week. Prophets of Baal had set up an altar to their God. Elijah had set up an altar to the Lord. They were both going to pray and see which God answered. And the prophets of Baal went first. So they prayed and prayed and prayed all morning long. No answer. So then they danced around the altar that they had made. Still no answer. About halfway through the day, Elijah began to sort of taunt them. He said, "Maybe your God is taking a nap. Maybe he's away from his desk. Maybe you just need to be louder to get his attention." And they listened. Not only did they get louder and louder, but we're told that they actually used swords to cut themselves. They made themselves bleed. And we're told that this was their custom. This was their strategy for prayer. They thought that they had to earn their God's attention and his answer to their prayers. Do you think we might ever pursue the same strategy when it comes to our prayers? That if it doesn't seem as though they're working, we think that maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe we need to pray longer or more sincerely. Maybe we need to sort of tidy up our lives so that God is more inclined to give us what we're asking for. In one way, shape, or form, we convince ourselves that somehow we need to earn God's attention or earn his answer to our prayers. Let me say this clearly. That is not how prayer works. It's no accident that when Jesus taught us how to pray, he told us to begin with the words, "Our Father in heaven." Because of what Jesus has done for us, the God of the universe is our Father. He is as pleased with and as proud of us as any earthly father could possibly be of his children. And so it's no wonder that if we think that we somehow need to earn God's kindness or his favor with our performance, that he would actually be insulted by that. I mean, if you had a child who thought that the only time you were ever going to do something nice for them was when they did something good first, you'd be insulted too. Jesus actually addresses the proper strategy for prayer when he says this: "When you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." If it doesn't seem as though our prayers are working, it's not because we're doing it wrong. No, instead, because we know that God is our Father in heaven, we can be confident that whatever he gives us is right.